going back to that rutabaga question I asked, I had to look up how it is a turnip, but it's crossed with cabbage. And you can cut it in squares like potatoes and use a little brown butter and makes a nice side dish. Everything tastes great with butter. I mean, come on.
So, Gary, you sound a little bit like a cook.
I'm a little bit like one, yeah. Can't you tell by my stomach?
Frank, I was asking you about the types of onions that you grow because it seemed like it was quite a variety.
Types of onions, we grow the white onions, the yellow onions, and the red onions, and then the other onion that we grow and we sort of introduced through Native Seed Search here and the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension years ago was the Itoy onion. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
Okay, it's actually kind of a native onion, and it is a sort of a native onion. It was introduced by the Spaniards in 1699 to the Tohono O'odham, or the present-day Tohono O'odham. And it is one of the most incredible and unique onions in the world, I think. It's my absolute favorite. And I actually started out with like four bulbs of these that an agent gave me down at the University of Arizona, and they were just kind of all shriveled up. They didn't know they would grow, and they handed them to me, and they said, "Well, you're my last hope." And I go, "Wow, I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi now." But I took them and stuck them in the ground at the extension office, and I didn't know anything about them except for they were sort of native. But anyway, what these onions do is they'll grow 10 or 11 months out of the year.
Wow.
And you can stick them in the ground, and one makes two makes four, and it just goes on crazy. And then at the end of the season, we've had some of these onions that they'll just clump up really big, like a green onion, and they will make over 200 of them. So I always tell anybody that buys any from me, you can put them in the ground,
and
let
it'll
them grow.
Grow,
and it'll grow, and you'll have onions for the rest of your life.
So can I get them today at the farmer's markets? Do you have any at the farmer's?
Yeah, I do.
All right, there you go.
And you said you're at Gilbert. What are the other three you have people at?
We do the downtown open air market, and we do the Phoenix Roadrunner Park market. That's on 32nd and Shea, and then we do the one in downtown Scottsdale.
Frank, thanks so much for being on. We so appreciate all you contribute, and I may have to solicit you for this coming Friday to do another Talk to a Farmer Friday for Arizona Farm Bureau on our Instagram Live. So if you're available, I might harass you again.
All right. Thank you.
And then I just want to say that keep a watch of all the things that we're doing on Fill Your Plate, especially Arizona Farm Bureau is providing three blog articles a week on that site. And I feel comfortable claiming that we probably have one of the largest array of vegetable recipes from our farmers and ranchers here in the state of Arizona.
And looking ahead at the calendar during the break, our Farm Fresh topic for next month is a hot breakfast, and we'll have a lot of fun with that.
Yes, there's so many things I'm thinking as we speak that we can bring to the mix of that. And we talk a lot about breakfast on Fill Your Plate, too. So,
and you know what's funny? Growing up, we always had breakfast growing up, but when I got out on my own and left the house, I never ate breakfast, but I always had to have dinner. And I'm almost 180 from that now. Oh. I can go without dinner, but man, I've got to have my breakfast.
I'm the same way. I cannot do life without breakfast, especially Hickman's eggs. Props to the Hickman family that grows or raises hens for our wonderful eggs. So, yeah, we talk about food all the time at Arizona Farm Bureau, and we're in the business of food, so it's my favorite topic.
And we're so blessed to live in such a great state where we can grow so many different things, and in a country where you don't have headlines like this, where the avocado boom in Mexico has growers scared of cartels. You know, we've got the free trade. We don't have to worry about taking our avocados and an AR-15 to go sell our produce.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Yes, you are so right. Arizona is a $23.3 billion industry. We need to commission the University of Arizona, our land-grant university, to probably do another economic study for us, because that one, that report came out in 2017. And just some of the opportunities. Farming is hard. One of the things Frank was kind of indicating earlier is, you know, when somebody says, oh, I want to get into farming, and his point was, you know, they've got to be willing to do the work. I'm convinced that's why less than 2% of Americans are farmers. It's a lot of hard work. But there is still potential. There's still opportunity. And our Arizona farm and ranch families are proof of the pudding on that one to this very day. You know, like Frank, who kind of had this wonderful exposure to farming as a kid, but can't claim generational farming. But look what he's done with it. And then on the flip side of it, we've got Stephanie Smallhouse, our Arizona Farm Bureau president. She married into a ranching family, and they've been at it for over 130 years here in the state of Arizona. So we have this broad of array of diversity in agriculture, and that you can tell. I just love to talk about Arizona agriculture.
And we do it the first Saturday of every month here at Rosie on the House in our 8 o'clock Outdoor Living Hour, our Farm Fresh Hour. Looking forward to seeing what y'all put together for next month, when we're talking about hot breakfast, and you know, there's a lot more than just meat and eggs that can apply to
as
well.
Right.
So we'll look forward to that. Fillyourplate.org, and you can sign up for your Farm Bureau membership. It's $60 a year and comes with quite a plethora of benefits.